This is a new dimension in sound.
You're listening to TalkZone.com, Internet Talk Radio.
TalkZone.com.
Now, the Common Sense Psychic with Phyllis King. Phyllis brings a unique and down-to-earth style with her common sense psychic readings and spiritual dialogue with callers and guests. Here's your host for the Common Sense Psychic on TalkZone.com, Phyllis King.
Well, welcome to the program. This is Phyllis King, and I am your Common Sense Psychic on this Wednesday, October the 8th. And welcome again wherever you're getting this transmission. I had an email from Singapore. I had one from Italy. Talk Zone is getting around the world. It's wonderful. And I won't be taking your calls and answering your questions today because I have a fabulous guest, Stephen Lewis, who will be here with us shortly. But if you'd like to ask my guest a question, which I imagine you will, feel free to give a call at 888-463-6748. It's 888-463-6748. Or you can always email me at phyllis@phyllisking.net, and I will make sure that Stephen gets that question. Just a couple things before we dive right into my fabulous guest. You're going to be very excited to hear from him. I just saw the Bill Maher movie, Religious. Now, you probably from listening to my show know that I'm kind of a Bill Maher fan. I don't agree with everything he believes in, but he makes me laugh. Oh, gosh, this guy can make me laugh, and that's what I need at the end of the day, somebody who can make me laugh. But it's a documentary style, and he does a real fine job, of course, of making you laugh, but of illustrating his point about the sort of the dangers of religions, the kind that prophesize the end of the world and, you know, that, you know, Jesus is going to come back in Israel and that'll be the end of the world, et cetera, et cetera. But how we're really having a self-fulfilling prophecy by the way we pollute our planet and the way we care or don't care for one another and have wars and all the rest. And so he makes a really nice point at the end of the movie as well. But, and of course, he does in his ever so humorous way. And I was very impressed with how much he knew about a lot of different religions. He's obviously read the Bible and he's read the Quran. And so anyhow, I really enjoyed it, and I highly suggest that you see that movie, especially if you want to laugh. And we all need to laugh in this day and age. And then, of course, just a quick follow-up to what we've been talking about for weeks here, and that is, of course, spiritual bankruptcy. And we're seeing that manifest in our economic situation. That's just the that's the symptom of the problem. We're spiritually bankrupt. And how do we survive it? How do we survive it right now? Well, the quick study, the 101, Surviving Spiritual Bankruptcy 101, is you don't define yourself by your experience. The experience is something you are doing, but it is not you. No matter what's happening in your life, whatever you're having to deal with, it is not you. Granted, these things can shape our perception, and hopefully they will. Hopefully we'll sit back and say, how did I get myself into this mess? We can't just say we're victims. Oh, they did it to me. Wall Street did it to me, those bad guys. We have to really find out what role, however minute, we played in that. Get out of that victim space ASAP, because there's no power there. And, you know, we don't define ourselves by the external. We are beautiful, powerful beings of light. That's the truth about who we are when the body goes away. That's still part of who we are. We have to have that in our consciousness every day. We need to be aware of that. And so the other part of surviving spiritual bankruptcy 101 is turning off the TV. You know, stop listening to the news all day on the radio, except for this program, of course, and any other program my guest is going to be on in the next month with his many. But turn it off. You know, there's a lot of energy being thrown at you for all kinds of reason, and very little of it is to inform you. You know, listen to your 5 minutes a day, get your update, and be done with it, because it will drown out your inner voice faster than anything else. And I know this very well because I'm a psychic, And the only way I can make predictions and look at people's energy is by tuning all the noise out so that I can listen to my own mechanism. My body knows what to do. My consciousness knows how to react and knows how to get the information. I don't need anybody throwing a bunch of energy and information at me. And guess what? Neither do you. So turn off the TV. Don't define yourself by the external, and we will get through this. And wait, as soon as the rescue package starts to hit the market, we'll be able to relax a little bit. This too shall pass. So don't take it quite so seriously, all right? Okay, here we go. I'm clapping. I'm so excited. I don't know how I didn't know about Stephen Lewis before 2 or 3 weeks ago when his publicist sent me his book. One of the perks of my job, I get to read these fabulous works and get to have my energy elevated, and I get to learn something. Well, Stephen Lewis, he's an author. He's the co-founder of EMC Squared, and he's the co-author of the book The Sanctuary, which in essence describes the whole process of how of energetic balancing, the technology of frequencies, managing frequencies as a means for people to heal themselves. So we call this technique energy balancing. Stephen has earned support and admiration from powerhouses in the metaphysical community like Wayne Dyer, Reverend Dr. Michael Beckwith, and James Arthur Ray of The Secret. Just so many people, it would take, 15, 20 minutes just to run down the list. But obviously he's been doing this research and studying energetic balancing for more than 25 years. So far he has 45,000 plus participants in what is called the AIM program, which was he actually developed that himself, and that is called All-Inclusive Method. That's what that stands for. And he's going to talk all about this today. So first, let's get you on the program. Good morning, Stephen, and welcome.
Good morning, and thanks for having me on. It's an honor, Phyllis.
I am so happy that you're here. This is such a fabulous day for me and my audience. Well, I want to kind of start from backwards at the end of the story and work our way back. First, tell everyone, if you would, about this program you developed, AIM, with all these people, 45,000, good heavens, and how does it work?
Very simply, it is what I call a spiritual technology. It's a holographic technology, and what it does is force you, compel you to heal yourself. Now, it does that, as I said, using a hologram. You will select when you're on the program whatever it is about you, you in particular, you, Phyllis, or me, Steve, whatever we need to heal. And keep focusing on that 24/7 until the need is gone, until you've removed it from your consciousness. Now, my field really is subtle energy physics. And my icons, people I just look upon with reverence, are people like Niels Bohr, David Bohm. And their point is very simply the revolutionary statement, consciousness shapes energy into the physical, material, particulate world. Once something exists in your consciousness, it exists in you, or if it doesn't, it will in lickety-split time, no time at all. And if you remove something from your consciousness, it has no sustenance. It cannot continue to exist in your physical, particulate being. And so, using that understanding, we have this holographic technology, and we really do compel you to focus on whatever you need, as I said, until you don't need to anymore, until it's gone. And that's true at any level, whether it's an imbalance you've acquired by kissing the hostess under the mistletoe, whether, more importantly, it's something you brought with you, which you can call hereditary or karmic, whatever language you prefer, it's all the same. And that's what we do. And by the way, it's about 50,000 people now. It's increasing incrementally. That's nothing. It should be millions and millions.
Well, and I'm sure it will be. How could it not? Because it's more than groundbreaking. It finally brings another component to how we can manage our lives and progress as a species, as humanity, by looking at ourselves physically, mentally, and spiritually. And the way it's described in the book, I don't think I've ever seen anything like that before. It really explains it very succinctly.
Well, yeah, and, but you know, not using the technology. I mean, healing is as new as the planet. It's always existed, and nobody can speak proprietarily about healing. And we both know that. Mm-hmm. However, this is using technology. It's using technology, finally, in a positive way, because we've seen the other side of it quite a bit, especially in recent times.
Well, I mean, so much here. I'm just so excited. But, you know, I love the book because some of the first few words in the book or on the cover, I've lost track. But it just says everything is energy. And I thought I've died and gone to heaven because this is my mantra. But I was just, I just felt, oh, thank you. Thank you, God. My goodness. So I just felt so warm and welcome as soon as I read that. But basically, we're talking about identifying frequencies in your energy, say the frequency of some disease, which doesn't mean you have it, but it's the frequency of it. And somehow when we, or he'll have to describe the process, but when you dissipate that frequency, somehow we heal ourselves in various ways. And you also describe how you may have a frequency of named something like, you know, encephalitis or something, and all of a sudden you stop having lower back pain or something like this. But could you explain a little bit more about the nuts and bolts of it?
You betcha I can. By the way, encephalitis would be head pain or neck pain.
Oh, okay.
The encephalon. But, okay. Yeah, sure. You know, when you say everything is energy, well, that's, at this point now, that's high school physics.
Okay.
High school spirituality, if you want. But,
okay.
It, you know, it's just, it doesn't tell you anything because, yes, E does equal MC squared, without a doubt. But energy has nothing about, I can tell you everything in the world about energy in under 5 seconds. Want to try me?
Please.
It is.
I have 5 seconds.
I just did it. It is. Because, you see...
That was a trick question.
Yeah, well, of course it's a trick, but you know that? You know, we all have to have our little gimmicks. Energy has no properties. It has no smell, no taste. It has no weight, no depth. It has no space. It has no time. It's all one thing. Sounds kind of like Buddha. But it is all one wave that intersects with all parts of that wave, everywhere, always, etc. But we live in a very particular, we live in a physical or a real tangible world. So the question becomes, and this is the question that David Bohm, Niels Bohr, many asked, what is it that takes this energy that's amorphous, shapeless, and changes it into something that is real, physical, manifest? And the answer is, it's us. It's you with your consciousness for you, and it is us with our collective consciousness for our environment. And we, with consciousness, shape energy. Now that's good news and bad news, because that means you can shape it into something that you deem to be negative or unpleasant, something you don't want, or you can shape it into something you do want. Now, when you take something that's the manifestation of a lower order of consciousness, and you use your consciousness to remove it, that there process is called healing. And there are no limitations to healing. There are limitations to diagnosing, treating, curing. There is no limitation to healing, because consciousness creates our material manifest world. So if you don't like something, you have the power to change it, and more, even more so, you have the responsibility to do it. And we have that responsibility. So that is the entire point of, I think that's the message of this millennium, that we have the empowerment, we have the responsibility, And I think the last part of that triad would be, and we should be grateful, we should have gratitude that we have this ability. It is our world. We're responsible for it. And so we must take that seriously.
Well, and this new awareness, this technology, what we're calling it, it really is an opportunity to assume more responsibility, because it shows us a way. It gives us a way to get there that we didn't know how to get there before. I'm just so fascinated by the process itself. And of course, you know, you did a small little look-see-loo on me a week or so ago. And in a few minutes, I mean, I already knew it was true, but you talked about an autoimmune disorder that I had, which I have something. And you talked about hereditary versus, I forget what the other word is, something that hereditary from my mother with colon cancer and lower back from my father. All true. My mother's had colon cancer and I'm probably predisposed, all the such. And you did this from my photo. I'm like, is this guy psychic or how did he do this? No. I don't even use a photo. It was fascinating to me.
You're the psychic.
I know.
I'm not a psychic.
And I'm the common sense psychic and I still haven't figured it out.
So. No, that's your hologram. You know, hologram is... Your hologram is anything that is unique to you. Now, it's not about DNA. That's the last thing that kind of comes on board. It's, as I told Wayne, we were discussing, Wayne Dyer, I was at his house, and I said, Wayne, it's the power of your intention that does it. But anything that is unique to you contains everything about you energetically. Now, I could have done it with a drop of your blood, Phyllis, or a hair, irrespective of whether you bleach it or dye it or whatever. It wouldn't matter.
Okay.
I can do it with your photograph. In fact, I think it's just this property that gives all those ascribed wondrous powers to the Shroud of Turin, because it was essentially unique to Jesus Christ, and it assumed these properties. And people perceive that, even if they can't articulate it. They perceive it. And they're attracted to it. So anyway, I used your hologram. Now, I don't know. I've never met you. I don't know anything about you. But in your picture, in your hologram, everything about you is there. You know everything about yourself. Perhaps you can't articulate it. I mean, you know, if I do this for a dog or a cat, I don't know if they know the words I know. I'd like encephalitis
right.
or whatever. All they know is woof or meow. Whatever.
Well, and then in the book, you talked about, you know, at one part how, you know, I forget which tribe says when you take a picture, it's like removing the soul, and there is sort of a truth to that and the way this technology works with the picture.
That's kind of funny because, you know, a lot of primitive cultures have felt that, have believed that. And, excuse me, that's an example of the holographic principle. Mm-hmm. And they said, yes, it captures your soul or it captures your spirit, whatever it may be. Now, when I was doing work, you know, mathematically, on the holographic principle, when I was studying it, I read about these tribes and thought they were superstitious. So there I am studying it and knowing nothing about the whole thing. Mm. They can't do the math, but they live it. Ironic, huh? Are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, okay, good, okay. I thought I lost you for a second. So, you know, that's... This is all fundamental knowledge. Now, it's fairly new if you use the language of physics. Mm-hmm. It's a kind of new language, but the concept is as old as life. Because you know, look at the statement, being in the oneness. That's a statement, you know, from Buddha.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that is a classic example of the holographic principle. Or when Jesus Christ said, what you do to the least of mine, you're doing to me.
Right.
Same
right.
thing.
Yes.
Absolutely the same thing. That's a holographic statement. And it's about quantum consciousness. So if we use the language of physics, it seems new. But it is not new. And that's why
the
world of physics, quantum mechanics, and the world of spirituality are, you know, like two people who have come at right angles to an intersection, meet, and then continue on the same path.
Okay. love this stuff. I'm so excited. This is, I love it, love it, love it. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, come back, talk about much more about AIM, about the sanctuary, and get more of Stephen Lewis's take on so many things. If you want more information, you can go to one of his websites, energeticbalancing.com. That's energeticmatrix.com, M-A-T-R-I-X, energeticmatrix.com. But right now, let's take a quick break, and we'll be back shortly with Stephen Lewis.
Is your body holding you back from the life you deserve? Are you tired all the time or tired of yo-yo dieting only to feel more like a failure than ever? The folks at Your Power Protein ask you to imagine you feel so great that you have more energy than you need to last the entire day. Imagine looking in the mirror and loving who you see. Imagine your dreams of this future are here right now. Starting today, your dreams can become a reality with the help of Your Power Protein. That's YourPowerProtein.com. Your Power Protein has delicious, high-protein, low-carb, low-calorie shakes and the highest quality food supplements available, all to help you maximize your well-being, gain mastery over your weight, satisfy your hunger, increase your energy starting today. Claim the life you deserve starting today with the help of Your Power Protein. YourPowerProtein.com. Turn your dreams into reality.